trying to say.
In our background, I would say that was just something that wasn't always encouraged, or something that you were just told, you know, just deal with it. We'll you know, talk about it later, or if not. But now I think it's imperative as we grow older to communicate what our needs are, at least, and what we want.
What's more important to you right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's just something I'm just now learning in my life, you know, as a 27-year-old. So I think both genders are both kind of learning that in later their lives.
So yeah, I'd say messing around with Chetulin is a gamble. You know, there are some bad ones, there are some good ones. I love you like your mama.
There are also some bad guys at there too, so it's, oh, both, yeah. It's both ways.
Both ways.
Run them up with the best of them, seems sometimes. But I think, you know, overall, like Caleb was saying, just, you know, as you get older, you start to realize those needs. And I think a lot of us, you know, just living in that, you know, just not, it's not important at the moment. And so that's where we start getting to that lost sense. So we are hard, and we are... seen as, you know, not to have as much feelings compared to, as not just as men, but also as, you know, indigenous or as Chukchi people, that we don't necessarily know how to communicate that. And that's because we're just not taught, and we're taught not that, because it's just, that's what our parents didn't say, and they didn't want to relate that or express that to you, because it could be a certain type of weakness that later on we might have to be dealing with in the mainstream world. And so those things are just kind of...
True that.
So was it really love, or was it just hunching?
Good hunch.
I think, personally, I think love gets mistaken for love gets mistaken for love.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
No one doesn't want the same things, or they're not on the same page. It just gets messy, and no one, it seems like everyone's afraid to be, like, truthful at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I get that, too. You know, it's hard to be truthful, you know, especially if you have feelings towards somebody, and that person just breaks those feelings. So you're just kind of in a state, you know, you just don't trust people.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
This is just a personal experience. I'm not talking for everybody. Sorry about that.
It'd be like that, you know, sometimes. Like Brenner said, whatever makes you, or whatever makes you.